Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday. It's a nice day out there, a little bit on the cloudy side where I live in Kennebunk, Maine, and a little bit on the cool side. So, you know, we got to start to prepare for the changes. Make sure that you've brought in all of your houseplants. In fact, I noticed this morning there was a couple of Boston ferns in hanging baskets that I had in my Japanese garden that I have not brought in. Luckily, they haven't been killed by the frost, so they'll be coming in today. So make sure everything is in, and before you bring them in, check them carefully for the possibility of insects. And if they do, then use something like all-season or horticulture oil on them, and that will kill all of the insects on there. It's an oil. It's not a chemical, it's an oil, and it will smother the adults as also the eggs of the insects. So it's safe, and it really does a good job for you. I also left outside, right by my front door, and I kept walking by it, a jade plant. Now, this is a jade plant that I've had for 4 years now. And I've been leaving it outside, right by my front door. It gets direct sun from sunrise till about 3 o'clock. And then from 3 o'clock on, it gets bright light because it's sheltered by the house. Well, this year, I left it out. I wanted to try something. And when we did have a cold weather with a frost, I did bring it in, put it back outside, and noticed this past week that this jade plant is full of flower buds. And I've never had that before. And the entire plant is full of buds. So if you have a jade plant, make a mental note that next year, put it outside for the summer where it gets plenty of sun, water as needed, feed it every month, and leave it outside traditionally till about the time the kids go back to school, and maybe a little bit longer, and you will have white flowers for the holidays on it. And mine is absolutely gorgeous, and I've never had that before because they usually bring them in. So maybe the combination of the short days and the cool temperatures is what triggers the flower buds to develop on that plant. Okay, George, who's up first this hour?
Terry in New Hampshire with a question about pruning.
Hey, Terry, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. I have a sweet autumn clematis. This was my first year with it. It was gorgeous. It's in front of the deck, and I trained it to come up and spread out across the railings on the deck, so it was gorgeous. Now my question is, do I leave it for the winter and prune it down in the spring, or do I prune it down now?
Okay, well, you don't have to prune it, Terry. You can leave it grow, and it will get bigger and bigger. If you're going to do some pruning to control the size, I would wait until the spring because, you know, all of the energy that was in that leaf is now draining down into the root system where it's stored for the winter. And if you make a cut and you prune it back drastically, then you'll have all these open cuts where moisture can escape, and then you'd have additional dieback on that plant. So if it's tied on a railing, it's secure, leave it alone. And then in the spring, then you can cut it back as much as you want, and it will come right back for you. Now, remember one thing. That particular clematis, and I love the sweet autumn clematis. It's also called clematis paniculata. I love it because it grows so fast, and in the fall, it's like little tiny flowers that look like baby's breath, and it just blooms and blooms, and it will grow in the shade. But they love a soil that is very sweet. So if you can add some lime around the plant, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace and you burn wood, then take the wood ash and sprinkle that around your clematis plant. And I put 3 or 4 handfuls in like a 3-foot circle around them to make the soil sweeter. Sweet soil, more growth, healthier growth, and more flowers. So any kind of clematis and lilacs, they love a sweet soil. So for those of you that are burning wood or wood pellets, take all of that wood ash, save it. Or when you clean the stove, go outside, sprinkle it around your lilacs, around your clematis. And if you have a vegetable garden, a 5-gallon bucket filled with wood ash is equivalent to a 50-pound bag of lime. So when you clean out the wood stove or the fireplace, take that wood ash, any place that you see moss growing, sprinkle it on the ground. In your perennial beds, sprinkle it right on top of the ground, in the vegetable garden, and you'll have a better growing yard. George, who's next?
That would be Peter in Cape Cod with a question about broccoli.
Peter from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Last summer, for the first time, I grew broccoli in my garden. I planted it in June, and the little shoots that came up were very thin, and there were a lot of yellow flowers on the tops, and I wondered what I should do so I can do a better job growing broccoli another summer.
Okay. Broccoli I love. And you should still be picking broccoli at this point. Now, what you are eating in broccoli are the flowers. So if you've got yellow flowers, that means that those are broccoli that you should have picked and eaten. They've gone beyond the bud stage, because that's what you're eating, are the flower buds, and it's now made yellow. Now, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, they need to go in the ground earlier than June. When you see that your local greenhouse nursery is selling pansies, Johnny Jump-Ups, violas, they have broccoli available. So during April is when you should get the broccoli in the ground. They are called cold weather crops, and they do better if you can get them in the ground while the weather is still cold. And the secret with broccoli is check the garden 2 or 3 times a week. Anytime you see those buds, cut them. I have a dozen plants in my garden, and I'll bring a Ziploc bag with a knife. The first head comes out maybe 3 or 4 inches in diameter. But after that, you'll literally get 100 little shoots that are going to be an inch in diameter. And to me, that's more tasty. So twice a week, 3 times a week, Ziploc bag, a knife, and I cut all of those buds. If there's some that the flower almost begins to change, cut them off and throw it away. the more you cut, the more productive the broccoli is going to be. And it's not uncommon to pick broccoli, especially where you live on Cape Cod. You should be able to pick broccoli in your garden till almost Christmas. When I lived on the South Shore, I would pick broccoli for the Christmas dinner. That's how late it was there. So plant early next year and continuously pick and harvest. Some days you're going to go in the garden, you'll only pick maybe four or five little heads. 3 days later, there's four or five more ready. So you put them in a Ziploc bag, put them in your vegetable crisper, keep them there. When there's enough to eat, cook it or put it in a tossed salad. But the secret is plant it early, cut often, and feed on a regular basis. Thank you, Peter. We appreciate the phone call. 800-259-9231. Plants like water. Plants like the sun. But plants love food. That's right, food. When did you feed your plants last? This winter, feed them with Miracle-Gro every 2 weeks. Stronger roots, greener foliage, and more flowers with Miracle-Gro fertilizer. Miracle-Gro has everything your plants will need to survive the long winter. When you repot them, be sure to use Miracle-Gro moisture-controlled potting soil. And watch your plants grow this winter when you feed them with Miracle-Gro. Are you always guessing about when to water your potted plants or how much you should give them? Are you watering too much or too little? Let's face it, watering can be confusing. So here's an idea. Take the guesswork out of watering. Use Miracle-Gro Moisture Control Potting Mix and never worry about over or underwatering your plants again. Moisture Control Potting Mix contains natural fibers that absorb 33% more water than ordinary soil. It holds water and releases it gradually, only when your plants need it.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 29th, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.5230. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.8751, $693.75 for a half ounce, or $346.88 for the quarter ounce. That's $13.8751, $693.75, or $346.88.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crisis. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If we can help you, call us right now, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
That would be George in Cape Cod with a question about verbenum.
George from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
Terrific. And yourself, George?
I'm doing great. Listen, I have one as an observation, and one is going to be a comment about your trips overseas.
Okay.
Across the street from me, the viburnum is now in full bloom again. That sweet smelling, swelling flower with it's so beautiful. It's like a little snowball. I just thought you'd like to know. You know, it's spring again.
Yeah, this time of the year. Mother Nature, especially like on Cape Cod, where you have a little bit of a fluctuating weather pattern because of the ocean, you can have PJM rhododendrons, viburnums, in bloom, and also have burning bush with their beautiful red foliage. So it's a gift. When you get a plant that's blooming ahead of schedule like this, it's truly a gift. So enjoy it, George.
Yeah. Well, the other thing is about a comment about your trips, not only overseas, but within the United States. And it's because of your leadership and your wife that makes these trips very special. And
your
policy is we work together, and if we run into a problem, we get to solve the problem. And I just want to let you know that I appreciate those trips and the fact that you do make it a wonderful experience.
Well, thank you, George. I appreciate that. I know it's fun. It's a different way of traveling, and I know you've traveled with your wife with us many times, and we get to know each other. We travel as a group. We experience the same thing. We make an awful lot of friends, and this new trip that we're planning to Ireland. It sounds just incredible. We hired this Brian Moore to travel Ireland. He is the number one Irish touring company in the world. And we said to Brian, we want the gardeners to travel with us to experience beautiful Irish gardens, the different styles of gardens. We want to know what is the best time to go, but we also want to spend time visiting castles, seeing the countryside from the small towns, the cities, see what the countryside and the farms look like, the mountains as well as the seashore. And he's put together something that is really, really going to be incredible. We're about 50% sold out right now. We hope to by Christmas to be fully sold out. And it's going to be a wonderful, wonderful trip. There's Irish music. And as you well know, at night, a lot of us will get together. We'll do different things. And in Ireland, we'll go visit some of the pubs. You don't have to have a drink, but you can go enjoy the music, talk with the people. Because that's one thing that Brian had told us, is that the people are friendly. They want to know about you, where you live, and, you know, how your country runs compared to theirs. And that's why we're doing Ireland. We want to do something positive, something fun, but it's not going to be garden after garden after garden. And the other thing that's really different for this trip is you will spend no more than an hour to an hour and a half on the bus, because there's going to be a lot of stops, and you're going to have a wonderful time. So, George, I hope you can join us this year. And if any of you would like some information, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on Ireland, or you can call the travel agency direct at 800-322-9481, and you can see. But go to the website, and my wife built this site, and you'll see when it describes what you're going to be doing every single day, a darker print. If you click on there, it will take you to the garden, to the castle, to the places that we are going, and you will really have a great Irish holiday. Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of deer scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's deer scram.
And I'd give the world if she could sing.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCM specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all Battery Station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42 I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next? Barbara, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, hi, Paul. I was wondering, you told what to do about a musty cellar, what to spray it with. I wonder if you could go over that again. I forgot to write it down.
Oh, sure, sure. The name of the product is called Cap Can. C-A-P-T-A-N. Cap Can. It's the oldest fungicide for the home gardener. Cap Can is used in plastic patio furniture. It's used in the bumper, the plastic or pieces of your car, and it prevents plastic from getting all moldy. Now, what you do is this. I want you to open up your basement windows, open up the cellar door that leads directly outside. I want you to get a couple of fans. If you only have one, then get one and plug it in, but don't turn it on just yet. You're going to mix 5 teaspoons of Captan to a gallon of water. Now get those, if you have a pump sprayer that you build up pressure, you mix it with warm water because Captan is a powder. and it will dissolve better with warm water. So put a gallon of water in your sprayer, 5 teaspoons of Captan, put the cover back on and the pump, and then give it a real good shake to dissolve the product, then pump it to build up pressure. You're going to set your nozzle on a fine mist. But before, get one of those paper masks that you put on your nose and mouth, and you put a fine mist on all of the walls in your basement, and then do the floor walking out until you come right out of the basement. Turn on the fan, and that will help to circulate the air. And in about an hour or two, it's going to dry. So you don't want it to run down the side of the wall. You want to make it moist, so a light mist and the Captan will kill the fungus, the mildew, the mold that grows in the cellar. My wife used to get shots every week, 52 weeks a year, for allergies. We started doing this to the basement spring and fall. No more shots. That's how good it is. Okay? But Captan, Captan, garden centers, feed and grade stores, and some of the hardware stores do carry it. And it really does do a good job. And if you're going to the hardware store, see if they have the Leaf Mate. Leaf Mate is a funnel, a canvas funnel that's used for those 30-gallon paper bags that you put leaves and yard waste in. I know a lot of towns throughout New England require that you recycle. And so they don't want it in a plastic bag because it prevents the recycling of yard waste. So they use a paper bag. And they're really hard to, because you have to stand it up, and they're tall and narrow. So this Leaf Mate creates a funnel and makes it easier for you to stuff the leaves into the paper bag, and then it just slides out. And you can put branches and sticks in it, and the bag doesn't break. But go to their website, leafmate, MATE.com, and if you live near Bill Ricker, O'Connor's True Value has it, and in Stoneham, Rounds Hardware. But check out the website. It has a list of all of the places that do carry it, and it will make your work a lot easier. George, who's up next?
That would be Bob in New Hampshire with a question about Brussels sprouts.
Hey, Bob from New Hampshire. Good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Well, I try to grow Brussels sprouts this year. And
yes.
I put seedlings in towards the middle of May. And I haven't had them appear as little baby cabbages. They're sort of like leafy types of gross. The stalks are at least an inch in diameter, and
yeah,
they're a healthy root type of thing. But like your friend down in Pete down in Cape Cod, did I put them in too late, or will I still have them come out and mature?
You should have little Brussels sprouts on that plant right now. The ones in my garden are right now, the ones closest to the soil are an inch to an inch and a half in diameter, and my plants are about 3, maybe 4 feet tall, and of course, the further up you go to the top of the plant, the smaller they are. But see, I plant all of my cold weather crops during April, when the ground is cold and when these seedlings first come out, and I've always have great results. My Brussels sprouts, I can eat now. I don't like eating them until we've had a frost. When you get a cold frost on them, it sweetens the actual Brussels sprouts. Now, if you're getting more of a leafy thing, it's possible that maybe you didn't feed it enough. But they should be 3 to 4 feet tall. The plant should be 18 to 24 inches in diameter. Like, I space mine 3 feet apart. And by the time you get into August, the leaves are touching. That's how big the plant gets. Now, I feed mine with a general purpose vegetable food. I use organics, and I've had very, very good results with it. But, you know, even if you use a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5, you've got to do it every single month. So try planting them early. They need full sun all day. That does make a big difference. Everything in your cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, all of your cold weather vegetables need to have full sun. They need to be planted when the ground is cold, when you plant pansies and things like that. And they need plenty of room so that the sunlight can get into them. And traditionally, they always taste better once you've had colder weather. The only exception is cauliflower, because that's picked early in the year. But try that for next year and see what happens. But you should be getting the round sprouts and not a flower like a lettuce leaf. Should be a head rather than just a collection of individual leaves. So try planting a little bit earlier next year. Feed them regularly. Give them plenty of sunshine, plenty of space between, and they should do a lot better for you. Our phone number, 800-259-9231. George, who's up next?
Marge in Massachusetts. It sounds like she's got a woodchuck eating her house.
Marge, good morning. Tell me about this darn woodchuck.
Oh, God. That has been driving me crazy for years. But now it's eating the wood frame around my patio doors.
He's
what do
eating
I do?
He's eating the wood frame.
Yes.
What, he's trying to get inside?
I think he just likes the wood. I don't know.
Okay.
And I'm sure he's the one that's doing it because I saw him there. It's a huge woodchuck. And now he's got a friend.
Yeah. Okay, if he's chewing at the wood, there is a product called Ropel, R-O-P-E-L. Ropel was developed, it was probably 10 years or so, and they use it if you have a horse, you spray it in the stable where the horse is in his stall, because the horse will chew on the wood of the stall. And you'll put this Ropel on the wood. It's very, very bitter, and the horse will stop chewing on the wood. I was having a problem a few years ago with birds pecking at the trash bags. When I put the trash out in the morning, the birds would come out and they would peck through the plastic bags and pull out all of the garbage. I took some of the Ropel, I sprayed it right on the black bags, and the birds have stopped. It's not going to be found at all of the garden centers. I know your feed and grain stores have it, some of the garden centers. It's a liquid concentrate that you mix with water. Just put a fine mist on it, but it will definitely stop them from chewing on the side of your house. And again, because it was made for that purpose. So go to a garden center. Call around before you go around, but it's called Ropel, R-O-P-E-L. Thank you. We appreciate the phone call, and good luck. George, who's next?
Just a minute. Talk to Mark in Massachusetts.
Yep, we just talked to, yes,
Mark in Massachusetts.
Mark, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi, Paul. Love your show.
Thank you, Mark.
Hey, my perennial garden, the flowers, cornflowers, stelladoros, things like that, when can I put those away for the winter?
Well, I started this past week. I have about a third of my perennial beds all cleaned. I'll be going back out after the program today, and I'm cutting everything right to the ground. If you have a plant that has a lot of green foliage close to the ground, I'm going to leave it.
Okay.
But the coneflower will basically be cut to about 2 inches to the ground. Coreopsis, daylilies will be cut flush to the ground. Hosta, flush to the ground. My sedums, because, you know, we're getting to that time of the year, the sedums are still pretty. They've got yellow and kind of a burnt brown colored flower on it. For the most practical purposes, I'm cleaning the garden, and I've cut all my sedum right flush of the ground. Rose mallow, big funnel shaped flowers. The leaves are pretty well shot on those. Yesterday, I cut my rose mallow to within 2 inches of the ground. But if you've got a plant that, when you're cleaning, has a lot of newer-looking foliage that looks really healthy, cut it right to that foliage. Leave it there, because sometimes those plants make that late foliage to really give you a better plant next year. But 99% of everything, right down to the ground.
Gardening is a lot of fun and work until the animals move into your yard for lunch. This year, stop the pollen with 100% organic animal repellent made by ShakeAway. ShakeAway small critter repels chipmunks, rabbits, and the dreaded woodchucks. That's right, woodchucks. ShakeAway dormant cat repellent keeps your neighbor's cat from using your garden as a litter box. Only from ShakeAway. All ShakeAway products contain fox urine, proven to be most effective repellent for your garden. Go to ShakeAway.com.
Did your evergreens have brown leaves last spring? Did your roses and hydrangeas have a lot of dead branches and not many flowers? If so, you need to spray them with Wiltproof Anti-Desiccant this fall to keep the moisture in the plant and the plants healthy. Newly planted evergreens like azaleas, rhododendrons, and hollies especially need a little extra protection the first year. Keep the leaves green and the buds protected so when spring arrives, your garden will be beautiful. Use Wiltproof, the number one selling plant protectant, this fall.
After you work hard and long to make your yard look great, don't let wild animals destroy all you did during the fall and winter months. This year, use Repelzol from Bonide Lawn and Garden. One application will last for up to 2 months. Repelzol protects your plants from damage with its unique triple repellent power of touch, taste, and smell. Repelzol is the most comprehensive animal repellent on the market today and has a satisfaction guarantee or your money back. That's Repelzol.
Visit the best gardens in Ireland with Paul Parent next spring from May 12th to the 21st and see why Ireland is so green and beautiful. Call 800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. Or visit paulparent.com and click on the Gardens of Ireland. That's 800-322-9481.
From Dublin down to Castlebar, from that to County Clare.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier dryers are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 air purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a 1-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about moles and voles. I know a lot of you have sent me emails, and this time of the year especially, we're raking, we're cleaning up the yard, and we're finding them all over the place. So, 8 o'clock, we're going to talk about moles and voles and tell you what to do if you have that problem. Okay? George, who's up next?
Martha in Augusta, and she's got a question about poinsettias.
Martha from Augusta, Maine, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. I want to thank you for your good show, all the good advice you give all of us who try and play in the dirt. My question is, last year, right after Christmas, I brought home 2 poinsettia plants from church and let them stay outside on my deck. Open air, and they did very well. After the blossoms were gone, or the red leaves were gone, I trimmed them back, and now they're both in one pot, about a 16, 18-inch across pot, and one of them has grown to be almost 3 feet tall. The other one's about 20 inches tall, and I've brought them in. They've been doing very well, except the last couple weeks, the leaves have started to drop. And they slowly curl, not real tight. They don't dry out, but they just fall off. And okay. I'm wondering, what am I doing wrong?
How often are you watering?
Well, I only water when, you know, the old stick your finger down the pot and it comes out pretty dry. So probably about once every 2 weeks.
Okay. Try watering them a little bit more often. I'd like to see you fertilize them every couple of weeks. I want you to take the poinsettia, and during the daytime, I want you to put it, if possible, in a south-facing window.
Okay, that's where it is now.
Yeah, give it as much sunshine as possible, but I think you should water it more often.
Okay.
Because they do drink an awful lot of foliage, and if they're losing the leaves from the bottom, working their way up, that traditionally is a water-related problem. Now, if you want that poinsettia to bloom for Christmas, this is what you need to do, and you cannot miss. So what I recommend is take a piece of paper, write on the piece of paper poinsettia, and scotch tape it to the door of your refrigerator. At night, when you're making supper, take that poinsettia and put it someplace where it's going to stay in total darkness all night long. It could be a room that you're no longer using. Put it in that room and keep the door shut and do not turn on the lights, because it needs to have 12 hours or more of uninterrupted total darkness. You need to change the hormones in the plant from vegetative growth to flowering growth. So, if you don't have a room like that and you have a closet, put it in the closet. You can put a black trash bag over it. Just be careful you don't break the branches. But it needs total darkness from supper to breakfast. At breakfast, when you start to cook, you need cream for the coffee. You open up the refrigerator door, you're going to see the sign that says poinsettia. You take it out of the darkness and you put it in the window. If you can do this for the next 30 days, by Thanksgiving, your poinsettia will have red stems, the bracts, which are the leaves on the tip of the plant, will begin to change chemically with the short days and begin to change to red. Buds will form on the tips. Once you start to notice red on the leaves or buds on the tip of the plant, you no longer have to do that. But it takes roughly 30 days of uninterrupted total darkness for 12 hours or more. So a piece of paper on the refrigerator, it says poinsettia. At supper time, total darkness. At breakfast time, in front of the sunny window, water, fertilize, and you'll have beautiful poinsettias for the holiday.